Welcome back to Text to Task Simplifying Education, the podcast that makes teaching simpler and learning stickier. I'm your host, Gargi, and today we are talking about something that might surprise you. Something you probably try to avoid every single day. Something that makes you reach for your phone, turn on Netflix, or find any distraction possible. We are talking about boredom. Now, before you skip to the next episode, hear me out. What if I told you that being bored might actually be your secret weapon for success? What if those empty, restless moments you hate so much are actually golden opportunities in disguise? Let's start with a simple question. When was the last time you were truly bored? Not just waiting in line while scrolling your phone, but actually sitting there with nothing to do and nowhere to hide. If you are like most people, you probably can't remember. We live in a world where boredom has become extinct. But here's the thing. Scientists have discovered something amazing about boredom. And it might just change how you think about those uncomfortable moments of nothingness. Picture this. You are sitting in a waiting room. Your phone is dead. There are no magazines, nothing to look at except the plain white walls. What happens in your brain during these moments? Most people think nothing happens. They are wrong. Your brain actually becomes more active when you are bored, not less. It starts making connections between ideas that seemed completely unrelated. It begins solving problems you didn't even know you had. It creates new pathways and sparks fresh thoughts. Think about it. How many great ideas have you had in the shower, or while taking a long walk with no destination, or during those few minutes before falling asleep? These aren't coincidences. These are your bored brain's greatest hits. Let me tell you about Sarah, a marketing manager from Chicago. She was stuck on a big project for weeks. Nothing was working. Then one Saturday, her internet went down. No Netflix, no social media, no online shopping. Just her sitting on her couch, staring at the ceiling. At first, she felt anxious, then frustrated. But after about 20 minutes of pure boredom, something clicked. She suddenly saw her marketing problem from a completely new angle. The solution that had been hiding right in front of her became crystal clear. That moment of boredom led to the most successful campaign of her career. Sarah's story isn't unique. Research from top universities, including a famous study from Harvard, shows that people who experience regular boredom are more creative, better at solving problems, and more likely to set meaningful goals for their future. But why does this happen? When we are constantly busy or entertained, our brains work in focus mode. We think about immediate tasks, respond to messages, consume content. But when we are bored, our brain switches to something called default mode. In default mode, different parts of your brain start talking to each other in ways they normally don't. Your memory center connects with your planning center. Your creative side meets your logical side. Ideas from last week suddenly link up with problems from today. It's like having a meeting between all the different departments in your brain. And some of the best business deals happen in unexpected meetings. Now I know what you're thinking. This sounds great, but I'm too busy to be bored. Here's the truth. You're not too busy. You're too afraid. We have trained ourselves to fear boredom. The moment we feel that restless, empty feeling creeping in, we grab our phones, we turn on music, we find something, anything to fill the space. But what if we didn't? What if we sat with that discomfort for just a few minutes longer? Let me share three simple ways you can invite more boredom into your life starting today. First, create phone-free zones. Pick one activity you do daily and do it without your device. Maybe it's morning coffee, your commute, or your evening walk. Just you, your thoughts, and whatever happens in that space. Second, embrace waiting time. Instead of immediately reaching for your phone, when you are in line at the grocery store or waiting for a friend, just stand there, look around, let your mind wander, see what comes up. Third, schedule boredom breaks. I know it sounds crazy, but put 15 minutes in your calendar once a week. Label it nothing time. Sit somewhere comfortable and literally do nothing. No goals, no agenda, just space for your brain to breathe. Here's what might happen when you try this. At first, you'll feel uncomfortable, maybe even anxious. That's normal. We are not used to being alone with our thoughts anymore, but stick with it. After a few minutes, something magical starts to happen. Your brain begins to relax, then it begins to explore. You might remember something important you forgot. You might see a solution to a problem at work. You might get an idea for a creative project or suddenly know what you want to do next weekend. The most successful people throughout history understood this secret. Einstein called it combinatory play, letting his mind wander and make unexpected connections. J.K. Rowling got the idea for Harry Potter during a delayed train ride with nothing to do. None of these breakthroughs happened while multitasking or staying busy. They happened in moments of boredom, when the mind was free to explore. But here's the most important part. Boredom doesn't just make you more creative, it makes you more aware of what you actually want from life. When you're constantly distracted, you live on autopilot. You respond to other people's priorities, other people's content, other people's agenda. But when you're bored, you start hearing your own voice again. You remember what excites you. You notice what's missing from your life. You get clear on what really matters. This clarity is the foundation of all meaningful success. So here's my challenge for you this week. Find just 10 minutes to be genuinely bored. No phone, no music, no distractions. Just you and your thoughts. Yes, it might feel uncomfortable at first. Yes, you might want to quit after 2 minutes, but push through the discomfort. On the other side of boredom lies creativity, clarity, and breakthrough ideas that could change your life. Your next big success might be hiding in your next big boring moment. The question is, are you brave enough to find it? That's all for today's episode. If this changed how you think about boredom, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And remember, sometimes the best thing you can do for your future is absolutely nothing at all. Until next time, stay curious and don't be afraid to get a little bored. This podcast is available on Google, Apple, Spotify. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast and leave us a review. It helps other educators find these evidence-based insights. Thank you.